Back now to Agenda A, Land Transaction Briefing, Public Hearing, and Decision. Julie Sandberg, are you in the room?
Yes, I am finally here. Thank you, Vice Chairperson, Director, and Deputy Director. I am today we have one transaction to present to you. It is a disposition of property in Houghton County. If you have your PowerPoint handy, I slide two just directs you to the southeast corner of the state. In 2011, to give you some perspective, we entered into an auction agreement with Mike Odom to purchase nearly 12,000 acres of his heritage ranch in southeastern Washington. Over the next 6 years, we purchased through five phases, as shown on slide three, 10,500 acres. In the spring, it was brought to our attention that 50 acres near the Oregon border, detailed map is on slide four, that were intended to be retained by Mr. Odom were actually included in the purchase in phase two. So Mr. Odom has requested that we return that property to him and he would compensate us for the value at $85,000, which is the amount that we paid for it. So what we need to do then is go back and disperse that money to different federal and state grants while those grants are still open. So at this time, the department disposed of 50 acres of property in Houghton County to Mr. Odom to essentially clean up this transaction.
Questions from the commission?
So this is Commissioner Thorburn. This was an item that was open for public comment. It was on the agenda of the last meeting and then postponed. How are we handling public comment?
Nobody has contacted me stating they wanted to give any kind of public comment. So at this point, I don't have anybody signed up.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Commissioner Kehoe.
Commissioner Kehoe.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Vice Chair. Jay Holtzmiller, you're on the line. Do you have any issues with this proposal?
Yeah, but now is not the time to fight that fight. I guess the only thing of it is that it leaves me kind of shaking my head is this all transpired, and somebody can tell me when it was, but it's been a point in time. And I know $85,000 in the budget that the department has is a rounding error, but it's just, as a business person, I kind of go, somebody should have picked up on this. And there again, this chunk of ground, it's on Horseshoe Bend is where it is. I mean, from the get-go, everybody knew that that wasn't part of the land transaction, and I guess it's just, it leaves me shaking my head going, how could a screw-up like this? And everybody messes up. I don't have any problem with that. But to me, it just shows that we maybe need to look at a few checks and balances on some of this stuff, and not only check, but double check on some of this, these issues. But that's just an in-house stuff. As far as the land transaction, I can see why it is.
Mr. Chair, this is Eric. If I could respond just a little bit to that. Certainly there was an error made here. I don't think it's the norm for the scenario. We do, I don't know how many land transactions and property reviews annually. You know, it's a lot of work with a lot of staff. These types of things are seen by both parties in a sale and purchase. What we've seen occur here is a result of kind of an arc view mapping error where property boundaries in a very small segment were used versus recognizing a geological feature, I think, which was part of the sale. Certainly was an error. We regret that it's occurred. It's not the norm, and you know, I think we try our best to do the things that that Jay was alluding to there, and have a fairly good track record. It is unfortunate that this one occurred.
Any further questions from the commission?
Thank you, staff, and thank you, Commissioner Holzmiller.
Thank you, Commissioner Kehoe. Do we have a motion?
I'll so move.
Commissioner Smith made a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Thorburn has a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same.
Aye.
Motion carries.